T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
I have a leg injury and a foot injury right now.
A leg and a foot. Are they on the same
side of my body?
Side of your body?
Yes.
Okay.
Left.
What happened to you?
I got stung by a bee. And then I think I got stung by another bee.
Oh, come on.
I think I did.
When did this happen?
Last night. Who knew?
It's Mike Schoep.
Just never thought about getting stung by a bee at night.
I don't know.
But there would still be bees at night.
I guess.
Not to sound like the flat earth thing. The bees just don't disappear when it gets dark.
Okay, but I've never seen one at night.
Well, it's dark.
And the bulldog.
Maybe they would not be out at night, but you disturbed it, so it came out and said, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, they weren't expecting me.
I'm in here trying to watch the Vietnam War on PBS,
right.
And you're what are you doing sitting down in the chair? This is my time.
You are not supposed to.
Right.
This is our time.
Right.
That's what the bee said.
Right.
So, on behalf of the other bees.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I just realized that I missed something in life that we used to have in life. I guess, you know, some people still have it. Like my father-in-law is still all about it. Directions. Directions to places. You don't need those anymore.
No.
When I go to Florida, where he lives, it's like, all right, here's what you're going to do. I'm like, Earl,
he wants to give me a landmark of like where the drugstore is.
Where the old red schoolhouse used
right,
to be.
Right.
It's really okay. I got it right.
My car and or my phone are going to tell me everything.
But then if
I
say that, I mean, he's 86.
Yeah.
If I say that, he's going to be like, well, this is why you can't trust that. He's
uh-huh.
going to tell me why I can't right. trust the GPS.
Right.
But you and I are talking about where we're going tomorrow,
right.
and you have a better grasp of where it is than
I have
do.
Literally driven past this place. I go different ways to work now, but for like the first maybe 20 years that I worked in this building, I left my house and drove down Starin to Kenmore, turned right, and drove up Kenmore to Niagara Falls Boulevard, and then just wound my way to Maple and Sweet Home. And this place is just about 2 miles, neighbors on Kenmore Avenue. It's about 2 miles from my house. And you're trying to figure out exactly, because you're not as familiar with, you haven't driven past it every day for 20 years. So you're like, different cross street. Like, no, it's further. No. And you keep going back to Colvin. Like, no.
I wasn't really trying to get it right. I was just sort of
spitballing, trying to figure out in your head where it was, like what you knew.
When I hear Kenmore Avenue, I think of St. Joe's.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go one way or the other from St. Joe's.
It is probably a half
it's
a mile
other
from
way.
St. Joe's.
Okay.
Like
well,
Starin is the next light from St. Joe's, and then this place is right there.
All right. See, I'm not that far off.
Yeah, but just, you know.
Dare I say it, I think I'm directionally accurate on this one.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively. Anyway, well, that'll be tomorrow. See you there.
Yeah, come on out.
Yesterday, I thought we had I thought there were a few interesting conversations yesterday, and I was happy with it. And one was this point I thought of when, like, the Bills-Patriots game being, like, the game of the year, not this game. And a part of me, like, I tweeted that, and I don't believe anybody said this to me, but I was, when I thought of it, I was kind of, like, looking for it, that, like, tomorrow we'll have Alex Gold on, and it could be construed as, oh, sure, now that, you know, it's the Chiefs and you've lost a couple games and you can't beat us in the playoffs ever, of course you're going to rationalize
ducking it as
the importance of this game.
Like,
of course you're going to say the Chiefs are favored, you know. Somebody could have told me that. No one did. And it wasn't what I was going for anyway. But it's that, to use the same scenario, the Bills could win this game and their next five after that to go to 11-2. And if New England is 10-3 or better, again, we're talking the Bills going undefeated until December. If New England, with an easier schedule, if not an easy schedule, is 10-3 or better, they're at 6-2 already. So anything from 4-1 north, that game is it. That game is the one that probably determines whether you're going on the road, wild card or division. You might think whoever is in the lead after that game should get home. Although the Patriots also play Baltimore in that stretch, and maybe Baltimore will be good by then. They play the Ravens in Baltimore the week after hosting the Bills. But that's not the point. The point is that that game in week 15 is the one. That's the one to circle.
The Bills still have the Eagles looming there, week 17,
right,
where, you know, their other two games after that are Cleveland and the Jets. You know, I don't feel like that's very daunting at all, but that Eagle game is, you know, that's a big one. It's one that even if the Bills get to that New England game and pass them, that's a game that could draw them back in. You know, and then we get to division record and other stuff, because the head-to-head will be a split if the Bills beat them, right, to take the lead. But if that Eagle game could be a stick in the spokes.
And that wouldn't even necessarily mean that the Bills would be in first if they're tied, because that would come down to common opponents and other things. It wouldn't even be that, like, to go 1-1 with the Patriots would be enough. But anyway, it's just to say, like, what – the big picture of this season, it's kind of an obvious point, right? Like, what the big picture of the season has been about is home field, even the one. And you can't have that if you don't win the division, obviously. You're not going to play any home games unless there are a ton of upsets. So that's the whole point. Then I was thinking today, just sort of a random sidebar to that discussion. Would you rather that game, the Patriot road game, be this week, and the Chiefs game be in week 15? Is there any sort of, like, smart take on that? Not that, of course, like, anybody can do anything about that.
Yeah.
But how would you feel if – I think I would trade. I think I would rather the Patriot road game be this week and then play it out from there than have this kind of scenario. But I'm not exactly sure why.
Yeah, I can't hearing this thought for the first time right now, come up with a good reason to say I would. I do like a game for the division. I almost wish the New England game was where the Philly game is.
17.
Yeah. Kind of like with Miami a few years ago when the Bills had to go down there and win. It was only 2 years ago, so not a few. It's a couple of years ago. And in order to seal the division up, and, you know, they went into that day not even knowing if they would be in the playoffs unless they won that game. If they would win it and be in, but they could lose it and be completely out. As it turned out, by the time the game kicked off, both teams were going to be in, win or lose. Right? That's right, right?
I think so. There was that the game in Indianapolis at Jacksonville, and Jacksonville won by 100?
Yeah.
If that's right.
I think that's right.
Anyway, yeah. Well, I was just thinking about that. Like,
yeah, I don't need to rush the New England game. I like if the division is competitive. I like December. This is it. This is the that feels like how football should be. You know, almost any division I like when it comes down to, you know, week 15 or later, even 16, 17, like I'm saying, that I would swap it for that Eagle game in a heartbeat right now if I could. Just because I feel like that's, I don't know, the drama builds, and I'm here for that.
All right, so you want the Patriots game on the schedule to be later than it is.
Later than it is, and you're suggesting earlier.
I
kind
of want it to be right now. Yeah. Because we really haven't taken calls on New England. And I know, I'm not begging for it, because we've got Joe Ostrowski, Ian Harditz coming up, Sal coming up, hockey game tonight. It's not like there's a lot. The windows are pretty small. But we really haven't – do you agree with this? We really haven't talked about the Patriot threat. And, you know, whatever.
That's right. Because it was mentioned, I think I said a few times in the run-up to the game, like, you lose this game, you're behind them. It's just going to happen like that. Like, you're chasing them.
A game against New England.
Yeah, yeah. The first loss week of the five. Year. Like, as good as the year's going, suddenly you're in a spot where you're tied with them, and technically they're ahead of you now because they've got the head-to-head on you. But that was the extent of it. And then they lost, and it was just all about that they lost, not so much what the threat New England was. And then they lost another game on the heels of that, and then the bye. And, like, you're right, we did kind of blow past New England. I'll tell you why. I sort of was pushing back, I don't know, not hard. I don't think it was, like, aggressive even at all. On the game of the year moniker for that game is because we're only halfway through the season, and it's still possible New England, as presently constituted, could still go pumpkin, even with the easy schedule. And that doesn't mean I think May is going to fall apart, but is he going to just play? Is he going to continue to complete whatever outrageous percentage of his 20-yard air yard passes or more? Is he going to continue to play like an MVP in his second year in the league? He might. I mean, guys do that.
You know.
But they also, you know, all the things that were said about them in the summer, like, they're the team that's coming, but how fast are they coming? Well, they've come a lot faster, right? I didn't think they'd be, forget about the rearview mirror, you're looking up at them, you're chasing them. And I would not have expected that, and I don't want to fall for what I thought in the summer still holding true, but how many really good players do they have? Are they to be should I expect them to go 5-1 until they, or 4-1 until they play the Bills?
Well,
I mean, who they play plays into that, but anybody in this league can lose to anyone any given week. So I don't know. I'm going to want to see, before I settle for that's the game of the year, I'm going to need to see them get to this game, you know, in great shape. The kind of great shape they're currently in. So, that's holding me back a little on that, and also from wanting to rush the game. Like, because who knows? I could be a couple of games ahead of them by the time I meet them in week 15.
I mostly agree. I want to say, just to the one point you made about Drake May in there, how about this Treya Savage? You never know how young athletes are going to handle the big moment. And we think, like, mostly like people who would be terrified of all the, you know, think about, like, playing golf, even just sort of other people watching you or whatever. I had a golf shot. I played maybe three times this year. I think it's probably over. And one was a tournament at Beaver Island, and they're all these geese at Beaver Island. It's home for me. It's the first golf course I ever played. It's home. And I just always like being there, but there are lots of geese. And I was playing with Sneaky Joe, and it was this one hole along the road, and there were 100 geese 50 yards out from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit the worst possible shot for this.
Into the
geese. A low line drive.
Right.
That,
oh, no.
Just, like, I felt like my odds were pretty good to pick one of them off. This is one of these things in life, by the way, where I kind of have flashbacks, not nightmares, but flashbacks to it, even though nothing actually went wrong. Like, I didn't hit a goose. This is not how the story ends. Mm-hmm. I missed. But I still kind of think that I could have, and it bothers me. So anyway, Drake, let's go backwards. Drake May, you savage.
Pressure.
Yeah, like, you just, the kid last night for the Blue Jays, can you imagine just, like, not succumbing to it? And maybe that's May. Like, maybe it's not. But the assumption people make is, sports fans make, is that, all right, well, you're young and that's bad. I think somebody, maybe this isn't Josh Allen, but somebody with experience, much more experience, but some of it's negative, could be just as susceptible to faltering under the pressure. And I just tend to think in general that most guys are not going to falter anyway. Still, May, so they're 6-2. Would you take, let's say we're the Patriots, would you take 9-4? That's the record where the Bills would need to go 6 straight wins, 11-2 then by that, to be clear of a game against New England, you know, tipping the division in the Patriots' favor. Did that make sense? If you're 2 games up and you lose, you're still ahead.
I'm still ahead of them with 3 games to go.
So you need to be 2 games up, or else a loss there is bad. 9-4, 6-2 now. Would you take that? Would you take this scenario? I think yes, but here are the games. Home to Atlanta, at Tampa Bay, home to the Jets, at Cincinnati, home to the Giants. Does 3-2 to the Patriots, would 3-2 sound good in that block of games? I mean, I might think it's the floor.
Tampa is, to me, easily the toughest game of those 5.
They'll be an underdog?
Where is that? Is that? Did you say in Tampa?
Yeah.
I would.
I think so.
Yeah.
Tampa off a bye this week.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe they have everybody back.
Atlanta, I mean, throw a coin in the air. I don't, you know.
Really?
What are they going to be? You know, are they the team that took the Bills apart, or are they the team that lost 30-0 to Carolina and lost to Miami last week?
What's your guess?
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying about them entirely.
They're a touchdown favorite.
I would not be the least bit surprised if they lost that game.
Okay.
I wasn't really prepared to be the least bit surprised if the Bills lost to them, because Atlanta, I thought, could be a division winning type team. I think there is a lot of talent there on both sides of the ball, but they just, for some reason, have not really put it all together on any kind of regular basis. So, like, there's two, right? Like, at least Tampa, definitely. Then, I don't know. I mean, the Bengals, is Flacco still hot, or is he gone pumpkin by then? You know? See,
Not Burrow yet.
I would take it, for sure.
From if you're here, New England, you would take it.
Oh, well, no. I mean, from my perspective, if I'm New England, I think, yeah, I think I might.
I think that's really all you need is 3-2. I think that's all you need.
Yeah.
For 9-4.
Yeah.
And then in terms of the AFC East, you need the Bills. Well, the Bills will need to go 6-0, like we said. Like, that's what they would, if you put New England right now at 9-4, then unless the Bills go 6-0, they'll have to win that game, or else they're probably, you know, a wild card team. There's still 3 games after that.
Right.
I don't want to, like, sound too sure of myself about this. Like, it's just that game has a bigger impact probably on where you're going to land in the playoffs than this one. I think, by the way, I think this one is more important to Kansas City than it is to the Bills. Because this one is, like, that would be 5-4 if they lost. And now you got to watch out, because you have Denver twice and Indianapolis and Houston and the Chargers. Like, they could lose 7. They could not make it. That's how I would look at this game if I were talking about the Chiefs. They can't lose 7 games.
They could be in real trouble if they drop this game.
Yes. And right now, everybody wants to tell you how they're perfect. Like, right now, everybody's at Kansas City looks perfect. But these are all tough. At Buffalo, at Denver, Indianapolis, at Dallas, for what it's worth, Houston, Chargers, at Tennessee, okay. Denver again, Raiders. How should they expect to go in those, what is it, 7-9? Used to be so easy. They're 5-3.
Yes.
You play 17, they have 9 more.
Sorry.
I mean, would Kansas City take 11-6? No. They're Kansas City.
Right now, they would not. If they lose this one, they might.
Yes, that's right. I think that's right.
So that circles you back to how big it is. And, like, to me, any game, if you want to continue to play the I want to catch the Colts game, then regardless of who you're playing, every game is massive right now to me for the Bills. And look, I don't expect them to go to the wire here without losing another game, right? I got to count on Indianapolis at some point to drop some games. They do have some tough games. Unfortunately, one of those is also against Kansas City, which, you know, if they get you this week, then you might have a Kansas City problem, you know, moving forward. But I want to keep the dream alive about the one seed, and dropping this game would make it really hard. Because right now I'm a game behind. Indy's played the one more game than me. They'll have their bye eventually. If I can stay right on their bumper here, then let's see what happens when they do get some tougher games. Because they have had a pretty cake schedule. The hardest game they had was the Denver game, and they got a pretty fluky win in that game, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, they were even with Denver.
Right.
But they got the penalty.
They easily could have lost that game.
Yep.
And
they thought they had.
Right. So I want to stay on their bumper. So I want to beat the Chiefs. It still feels like a super important game just because I need a W. And I would feel that way if I was playing Jacksonville this week. Really?
Well, if the Bills are good enough, it very well could all fall right. Like maybe we thought 3 weeks ago that was almost likely to happen. It very well could fall all right. The idea that the Patriots are just not too good for the league and that they will lose games. Sure, I think that's reasonable. The idea that Kansas City with that schedule loses two or three more games. Okay. Indianapolis, their next three games are in Pittsburgh, Berlin, and Kansas City. With a bye in the middle there.
Who are they playing in Berlin?
Atlanta.
Okay, because Berlin doesn't have a team as far as I know.
Well, they probably do. We just don't know yet.
Oh, all right.
They probably have two.
Mm. East and West?
Yes. Yes. Old school. So, you know, if you have faith in the Bills still being like last year's Bills, where they had the two losses, but, you know, they're fine, right? And then they just sort of roll. Then it could very well all fall right. You still have Denver to deal with, and I don't know who else really. There's no AFC North team that's going to get in their way. I mean, if Pittsburgh suddenly becomes great, then we're talking about them for seeding, but the Ravens are the betting favorite at 2-5.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, the AFC North winner is the 4. And that very well could be either who Denver KC loser or New England Buffalo loser gets in the first round, which is, you know, actually kind of hot. Very interesting. I mean, going 17-0 and having that to talk about was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, it's good that we got a month out of that.
We got a little mileage out of that, but this is just really good. New England being what it is, and Indianapolis.
Do you have
it's not all so obvious this
do you
year.
You have all those schedules open, like so New England. Because I'm thinking about a scenario where I don't have a 2-game lead after I beat New England. I've got a 1-game lead after I beat New England. However it falls, right? I beat them and I'm ahead of them by a game. I've got that Philly game sitting there week 17. What do they have after they play the Bills?
Ravens, Jets, Dolphins.
Okay. So I need Baltimore to be living for that. Like, right, I need them to stay alive. I can't.
Well, you know what? Tonight, then, will be interesting.
Mm-hmm, right.
Not just for this reason, but just overall. Like, does Baltimore still want to compete? Or do they go to Miami and, I don't know, smoke? Or something, and just
I can't really
smoke flavored mud.
I cannot mallow cups. I cannot really tell you why, but I kind of love Miami tonight.
Okay, well, we will get there. The line at 4:45.
I don't know why, but I do.
Joe Ostrowski. Why wait to 4:45? Joe Ostrowski coming up. Ian Harditz, Sal Capaccio. The Sabres are in Boston. 6:00 pregame. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro.
You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game five is underway with a fly ball to deep left. Gone! The first pitch of the ball game. And Davis Schneider has hit it out.
It's one way to start it.
The third pitch went out, too.
Third pitch went even more out.
Right.
Blue Jays, 3-2 in the lead. Game six tomorrow night in Toronto. Someone in the room has a game seven ticket. But I don't know that I can go. I had to say yes.
What are you even doing over there?
I had to say yes.
I have a ticket, but I don't know if I can go.
Come on. You've never been in this position? Like, I've got... There's a chance. And okay. I didn't want to miss out.
Yeah.
So I said yes and even sent the money.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know if I can go. So I kind of, I mean, Joe's a baseball. Joe Ostrowski with us on the Western. Joe knows all these. You know the feels here. Like, I might be able, kind of a long shot, to go to Game 7 of the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want them to win in game six because not only am I rooting for them, but then I get that money back and I don't have to stress.
It's like you want to bet
what to do with my daughter. So yeah, I mean, here we are. You don't have any Guerrero, do you?
No, I do not.
Oh, we got close.
I went to one World Series game. That was game five, Cubs, I guess now the Guardians,
yep.
2016. You have to go.
I know. I went to game two.
Never experienced anything like that in my life. Oh, okay. You did go to game two.
I went to game two.
You might go to the clincher. Come on.
I know. It's going to be interesting. Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats, weekday mornings, our friend. We've been, you know, thinking about you a lot the last week or so. I love the show this week. I mean, it's always been like edgy and fun and funny, but now there's like a little extra. Yeah. Like a little extra whatever
mm-hmm.
vibe to it.
Don't care.
Yeah. Right. Like,
what are they going to do to me?
Yeah. You're talking about Halloween night this morning. I mean, okay. Let's have that conversation.
I don't know, next segment, I don't know what we're going to do. We haven't decided. Be back next.
Right. Yeah, Kelly wants to come on Wednesdays. Fine. Come on Wednesdays.
Don't care. Whatever.
You're not a haunted house guy, Joe.
No, I was asked if I want to go tonight. I have no desire to go. I think at one point in my life, I did go to a haunted house. And, you know, when we were younger, you can get away with a lot more, right? I somehow remember passing what looked like a cell and somebody grabbing my leg and never letting go, or at least for way too long. Since then, I haven't really been interested in going. Yeah, my daughter's been watching all the Scream movies this week, so she's getting into it. But yeah, my son, her, a bunch of their friends are going. I'm like, do you want to go? I'm like, well, do I have to watch Dolphins, Ravens? No, I don't. But right. That's always been the excuse that I've had for the last 20 years. So.
Yeah, and he's got to work.
Yeah. Got to work, I think.
Yeah.
So. Well, there isn't a Blackhawks game you're obligated to?
I think I went, I mean, it's like three generations ago, like a haunted house. And I don't remember really anything about it, but I have no interest in being, nothing appeals to me less than being scared, like artificially. I'm scared enough. The world is bleak enough. I do not need to go somewhere to get my pulse racing or feel out of sorts. I mean, I just watch the news.
Why do you need a haunted house when you have Twitter?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I had a haunted house on my phone.
Or HR meetings set. Like I had an hour ago. Right.
Oh. Right. Yeah. Well, I was really happy to hear you wanted to stay, you know, keep going with us. And when I heard Sam this morning mention anytime touchdowns on Thursday Night Football, like, all right, I know we're all set here because you had to come for this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I've got two, and Bulldog, you and I have not talked about this. I don't know if you have a touchdown for tonight. I have made two bets. I'm on likely at plus 280, I think it is. More routes, more snaps than Andrews. Like, maybe better. Maybe Andrews is just, like, done. So they love their tight ends. I like Likely in this game, and really it's a little bit stealth because he hasn't done anything yet. And, I mean, are you sitting down, Bulldog, for this one?
There we go.
At plus 3,500, I played Patrick Ricard.
Oh, my Lord.
He is good for a touchdown a year.
Lord.
It's like the sort of return of the Ravens. Yeah. He's healthy now. He missed the first five games or six games, whatever that was.
Yep.
And they missed him. And Derrick Henry is like over under 90 rush yards. I think the market sees a game here where Baltimore does what it wants. And I think if they do what they want, Patrick Ricard at 350-1 or what? 35-1.
Yeah.
Gets in the, not that good. 35-1 gets in. Joe?
I do the weekly show with Jason LaConfora, who covers the Ravens, and he has been harping on that injury being a big part of their struggles. That just because he's a fullback, do not overlook the impact of him. Was out there for 14 snaps against the Bears last week, none in the red zone. But for a long shot at 35-1, I don't think that's a crazy idea. I was wondering, okay, where else are you going to go? Is there another tight end to mention? Go ahead, Bulldog. Which Dolphins tight end do we have?
I don't have anything crazy for you at all. Other than I said before, right before you came on, I don't know why, but I love Miami tonight.
Yeah, I heard that.
I'd
love to know why.
I don't know. But Baltimore can't play defense. Is the start of it. So, and it's football. Like, it all lines up to me that, like, this would be a game that would go the other way just because it's the NFL and everyone's all excited Lamar is back. And I don't know. I think Miami should be able to move the ball on them. So, yeah, I don't know. Waddle. I would bet on a Waddle touchdown or an Achane touchdown, and there's not aren't juicy odds. And I like Andrews for Baltimore because Lamar is back, and like that's been the classic go-to thing. And I can hear Al and Kirk talking about how many touchdowns do they have? Tight end and quarterback combinations in history or something. I don't know if they're even close to, you know, certainly not going to catch Mahomes and Kelsey, you know, tonight, I don't think.
There have been a lot.
But I like that as like a, you know, return to form kind of thing from the Baltimore side. So I didn't get deep into the weeds on picking a long shot.
That's where I went, Bulldog. That's where my brain went, on Andrews at plus 185. I don't mind the likely one at all either, but I was just thinking, okay, so Lamar's making his return after missing a few weeks. We assume he's not going to use his legs as much because you get the extended rest after this. Let's just get through this game, get this win, stay in the hunt for the division and the playoffs, being actually a strong position after everybody else loses last week. What is going to make him comfortable in addition to handing it off to Henry most of the game? Where is he going to look? And while we've seen Zay Flowers really blossom,
nice.
that's where I went. What is going to make him most comfortable? I would say in the red zone, he's going to be looking for his buddy, Mark Andrews. So that's what I was looking at as well. One that for a couple of years was hitting at a very high rate that we talked about today, that in the last month has not hit at all, is Henry Longest Rush. That has been a cash cow much of last year, and then it was hitting early this year, and then not even close most recently. I am wondering if he's going to pop one again. This matchup,
Ricard Bat could play into that too.
Right. We were saying this about Bijan, and then that game just got out of hand. Dolphins, they get out of the gates running, and then they never look back. But it's still the same matchup. I'm not looking at this Dolphins team and saying suddenly they have a strong defense, in particular against the run. So that's a high total for Henry, but if you are looking for a Henry prop, I don't think the Longest Rush is a terrible idea either.
What's the number?
It was 18 and a half or 19
okay.
and a half.
Okay.
Somewhere in that range.
I'm in Kelly in Vegas. I'm in this touchdown survivor of hers. You're yes. Mr. Survivor. She's Miss Survivor, maybe, in the space. I have four.
You have to be a queen. Haven't you picked that up yet?
I just remembered.
Something with royalty.
Did you not reboot your thing?
You did.
I did.
I got to get in on that. I saw something, and I didn't react to it at the time because I didn't have my phone nearby.
It doesn't have to be today if you want to wait until the weekend.
It's a survivor pool for victims.
Yes.
She has a touchdown survivor, pick one player a week. I have four live entries in that, week 9. And I've never used Derrick Henry, which is probably good. I mean, he scored last week, but I've never used Derrick Henry.
This is a good spot.
Minus 230, yeah. I saw, to score. What might be your number of entries you would use on him?
So I hate going all the way in, and I'm not a big fan of even using, for your example, four. Using two of them. I don't know if you have strong opinions about other ones. I'm sure you do if you have much of the league available still.
Yep, I do.
I'd go at least one. I'd go at least one.
One.
Henry. I don't know that I'd go two. How have you been playing it?
I'm going to do one. That's what I have lined up at this point. The four meetings between the Ravens, we got to get off this game, I'm sorry. The four meetings between the Ravens and the Dolphins with Lamar Jackson on the Ravens have all been weird. 59-10 week one, the 19 opener when Lamar lit him up. I think it was 42-0 at halftime. The Thursday night game in 21, Miami wins. There's that big lineman touchdown that didn't count for Miami. Baltimore struggled. Then you have the week two game maybe 3 years ago, 42-38 Miami. Just Baltimore's way ahead and they blow it. And then in 23, week 17, 56-19. That's got to be a scoregami. There have just been some crazy games between these teams for whatever reason. Bills and Chiefs, who have met 9 times since COVID without even being in the same division. What do you like here, Joe? Kansas City 2 and 52.5.
Well, what I do like is you guys trying to talk yourself into this idea that maybe Kansas City won't make the playoffs. I thought that was quite amusing.
Why not?
Meanwhile, they're looking like over the last 5 to 6 weeks like the best team in football. Hey, maybe they won't make the playoffs because of their challenging schedule, even though they're the best team in football right now. At least that's the way they look. The number's been hanging around 1.5 to 2 points. Kansas City as the road favorite. High total. A lot of high totals this week. You just end up looking at these matchups. Potential shootouts across the board. There are 5 games where it's at least 50 points. But, you know, in these Mahomes games, what usually happens is you get these high totals. You get all of that chatter about it being a shootout going back and forth, and then the under ends up hitting. Since 22 Mahomes games where the total is at least 50, 13-4 to the under. So something like that would not surprise me, especially the way that Kansas City's defense has been playing. The injuries certainly concern me with the Bills, the run game. So you know Andy Reid is probably going to lean into that a little bit. I'm not saying that it's going to be over. I'm not expecting one of those shootouts, but I'm leaning Chiefs. I mean, I told you guys right before this run started, I bet the Chiefs because of the number at 10-1 for the Super Bowl. Now, maybe there's value there, but the betting market is saying no. If you look at people that do power ratings, they're like, right now, forget the record that the Chiefs are the best team in football right now. And I understand why. Look at the explosion. As soon as those guys came back healthy or back from suspension, look at what they've been able to do. And then the unsung hero, the defensive side of the ball. They struggled in the first half last week, but just the way Mahomes is playing right now, it is the Mahomes that we got used to a couple years ago.
Yeah, no arguing that, man. They look, to me, they're the scariest team in the league, I think, right now.
Yes.
The Chiefs.
Well, somebody just bet plus 750 that they're going to miss the playoffs. So, good luck to me.
Look at this guy over here.
I don't know.
They do have three losses. I hear you. So, how many is that going to take?
What?
Four more for that to hit?
Yeah, probably. And there's no... There are a bunch of teams you can rule out.
I wonder what that number looks like if they lose this game to the Bills. Like how
Denver wins in Houston.
Right.
Or the Chargers win in... against Tennessee.
Anything, right. It just starts stacking up. That number might get cut in half.
How many teams, though, do you know will not make the playoffs? Jets, Dolphins, Browns.
Titans,
Raiders, five. So I'm down to 11. Seven make it. I don't know. Jacksonville.
Here's my question. You could look at both conferences if you want. Okay, if you go outside the top seven currently, KC's the seventh seed.
Mm-hmm.
Who's fighting their way in? So everybody's saying the Ravens this week. That's the easy one. Swap the Ravens with the Steelers. I don't think it's a far-gone conclusion, but that's the easy one that everybody's running to. For both conferences, I don't know if there are many other candidates.
That's right.
That is a good point. Yeah, NFC especially. Bears, Panthers, Cowboys, Falcons, Vikings. All these teams are 3-4. Are they catching San Francisco?
No. Dallas.
I don't know.
Jaden Daniels has to come back now and look great.
Good luck with that.
Washington. Right. Yes.
Before you go, Joe, so we already covered Henry, this game.
World Series?
World Series. Thank you, Bulldog.
To where we started. You have a ticket. You're not sure you can go.
There we go.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What do you like? I mean, is Toronto's favored now, or is it close?
For the series?
Yes.
Yes. Dodgers are favored game six. Toronto is favored for the series. It's Toronto minus 250 for the series to take one of these two games. Now, as far as game six, I think most observers are looking at it and saying there's going to be a game seven.
Right.
That's with Yamamoto and what we saw last time, what we've seen throughout the playoffs and pushing on him to go against Gausman. So the number right now is it's been going up throughout the day. The Dodgers are getting bet. It's minus 140. Dodgers as the road favorite. The total is sitting at 7.5. Vladdy is your favorite for the World Series MVP, minus 200. Otani, a couple games ago, he's minus 500 for the MVP, and now he's plus 220. So what the betting market is saying, look, if the Dodgers win, it's going to be Otani. If the Blue Jays win, it's going to be Vladdy. I agree with that part about the Blue Jays. However, Dodgers win twice. What if it's somebody else? What if it's somebody who hasn't done anything the entire series and they end up being a hero contributing in both games? It wouldn't surprise me. We'd be guessing.
Well,
right?
Freddie Freeman already has an 18th inning walk-off home run. If he has heroics up his sleeve like he did last year, he's a candidate, I think.
Of course. Mookie Betts has done nothing, but he's Mookie Betts. What if he has two game-winning hits? Something like that, where he steps up. On the Dodgers side, even though they have Ohtani on their side, if it's not him, boy, it could be somebody else because they'll be caught up in the moment. They'll be voting last second, end of game seven, if the Dodgers end up taking both, and I could see something happening. But yes, most likely it's Ohtani, Dodgers, Vladdy, Blue Jays. There are some guys on the Blue Jays that have a higher average, that have just as many home runs like Kirk. Barger has higher average, higher on base, OPS, all that stuff, but just not getting the love. The story is Vladdy right now.
Right, the story. That's the thing.
What would Yamamoto need? If he has another game like game two, now it's not the clincher. They would still need game seven. Maybe they would need to just kick the Blue Jays around like 10-2 or something, and there's no dominant pitching performance necessarily. Maybe those two, if he has another complete game, it just shuts Toronto down.
They need to win game seven 3-1.
Okay.
And he doesn't pitch.
Right.
Like, I'm always attached to the Bumgarner idea. That's
coming
what I
late,
want on Bumgarner.
Right.
But the Dodgers don't need him for that, unless it goes 18.
Right.
And he was going to come in the 19th inning.
Right.
Like, they have Sasaki. They don't need to use Yamamoto on Saturday, I think, or else I would be in on that.
Yeah.
There's nobody else
innings.
I think wins.
Unless it's 18 innings.
It's got to be 18 innings.
Yeah, you can go to Ohtani. I think you're right. Now, in the last few days, Yamamoto's been bet. It goes to 30, to 20, to 15. And now it was 13 this morning, 10 at some other spots. I don't see it.
Even
if he's dominant in game six, I think you need that third game for the pitcher to win the award because they're winning some other way. There's some other – if it's a game seven, they'll find a hero who's done something else throughout the series. But we're talking like it's a Dodgers World Series, guys.
You need
the Blue Jays are one win away.
You need Ohtani to bomb. Like one for nine. In these two games, so that the voters can't vote for him, because
if he pitches, come on, it's going to be tough.
Yep, great stuff. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Talk next week.
Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, Mike Schoep, and the Bulldog with Ian Harditz at 4 here on WGR.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.